The reason that I'm interested in this, the reason I've been paying more attention to this, is that we've seen Stockton, California has gone bankrupt. San Bernardino, California has gone bankrupt. Mammoth Lakes, California has gone bankrupt. We see people in the streets in Spain and in Italy because governments overpromised. And in the new age that we're in, we just simply can't afford to continue to have these guaranteed benefits. The taxpayers can't handle it.
What do you think are the most controversial parts of this plan?
I think the hybrid plan that Mayor Rahero has proposed and City Council has now passed and is going to be on the ballot before the people in November, to sum it up, is it's timid and insufficient. It is a combination of the defined benefit plan, which guarantees retirement income to the employees, and a defined contribution plan, which the city will be putting in a certain amount of money for each employee, and if investment performance is good, it will enhance what their guaranteed amount is. If the city experiences good investment returns on the hybrid plan, then they'll be able to pay the guaranteed benefit plus a little more because of the changes that they've made. If the city experiences poor investment performance, then the employee still gets the guaranteed amount. So no matter what happens, the employee is still going to get a guaranteed amount. And so the risk is not shared, really, in any way, shape, form, or fashion based on the information that I've been given from the mayor's office.
But isn't that the primary objective of a pension plan, to have that guaranteed amount that the employee gets?
Yes, it is. But again, the reality is that only 20% of Americans, so there's about 180,000 people living in the city of Knoxville. The 80% of those folks, just if we take the national averages, do not have any guaranteed pension. On the other hand, a little less than 4,000 participants in this Knoxville pension plan do have guarantees. And so the 80% of taxpayers have no guarantees, but the city's asking them to guarantee the benefit of the employees for the city. Because of the aging population around the world, because of the mammoth debt loads that we have in other areas, we simply can't afford the pension benefits. It's not just a fairness issue between the private worker having to pay for his own retirement plan and the city worker having his plan paid for, or her plan paid for by the taxpayers. But it's a fairness issue in terms of other services that the city will have to cut if they don't rein in the cost of this plan more aggressively than what the hybrid plan calls for.
You've stressed that the city needs to look at options.
Right. I think the prudent thing to do would be for the voters to send the mayor back to the drawing board.